The narrator, the narrator of the book, in the book, is very good narrator. I like it. I love it, in fact. But a little bit, I can say that there is some noises, annoying noises, but it doesn't matter, no problem. But as I said, the story is very funny, and this book is about a child named Milo that is very bored from his life and his school. He thinks that everything in a school, everything he learns in a school, is useless. What a point about learning useless problems in schools. And this book has a lot of play words and puns, and it's like sometimes a poem. It's very interesting. This book has a lot of word plays and puns and poems. This book, and this boy, after a while, enters in his room and faces with a talbot with a letter in it. And when he opened it, he goes, we can say, in another world, like Alicia's Adventure in Wonderland. And he will have a very long adventure. He enters a city named City of Words, and a city after that, a city of a kingdom, in fact, of numbers. And the kingdom of words and the kingdom of numbers that are from two brothers, they're fighting against each other. One brother that has the kingdom of words says that word is most important thing, and the one who has the kingdom of numbers says, and it caused after that two princes of them named Rhyme and Reason had been, in fact, had banished. And everything's are wrong after them, Rhyme and Reason. And he with a dog and a bug, with a dog and a bug, enters a long journey and adventure to rescue these two princes from very fun and dangerous story, to rescue these princesses from a castle in the air. And they at the end of the story, they do this job, and the story ends very happily. And this is, I really enjoy the book, and I highly recommend reading this book if you wanna having fun, and why not learning English. I really appreciate and recommend it. Thank you for listening, and goodbye for now.